Second part of the second part. Question 36. Envy. Article 1. Whether envy is a kind of sorrow. St. John Damascene calls envy a species of sorrow and says that envy is sorrow for another's good. The object of a man's sorrow is his own evil. Now it may happen that another's good is apprehended as one's own evil, and in this way sorrow can be about another's good. But this happens in two ways. First, when a man is sorry about another's good insofar as it threatens to be an occasion of harm to himself, as when a man grieves for his enemy's prosperity for fear lest he may do him some harm, and such like sorrow is not envy, but rather an effect of fear. Secondly, another's good may be reckoned as being one's own evil insofar as it conduces to the lessening of one's own good name or excellence. It is in this way that envy grieves for another's good. And consequently, men are envious of those goods in which a good name consists, and about which men like to be honored and esteemed. Article 2. Whether envy is a sin. It is written in Galatians 5:26, "Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." As stated above, envy is sorrow for another's good. Now this sorrow may come about in four ways. First, when a man grieves for another's good through fear that it may cause harm either to himself or to some other goods, this sorrow is not envy and may be void of sin. Hence St. Gregory says, "It very often happens that without charity being lost, both the destruction of an enemy rejoices us, and his glory without any sin of envy saddens us, since when he falls, we believe that some are deservedly lifted up, and when he prospers, we dread lest many suffer unjustly." Secondly, we may grieve over another's good, not because he has it, but because the good which he has, we have not. And this, properly speaking, is zeal, as Aristotle says. And if this zeal be about virtuous goods, it is praiseworthy. According to 1 Corinthians 14:1, "Be zealous for spiritual gifts." While if it be about temporal goods, it may be either sinful or sinless. Thirdly, one may grieve over another's good because he who happens to have that good is unworthy of it. Such sorrow as this cannot be occasioned by virtuous goods which make a man righteous, but, as Aristotle states, is about riches and those things which can accrue to the worthy and the unworthy. And he calls this sorrow indignation, saying that it belongs to good morals. But Aristotle says this because he considered temporal goods in themselves, insofar as they may seem great to those who look not to eternal goods. Whereas, according to the teaching of faith, temporal goods that accrue to those who are unworthy are so disposed according to God's just ordinance, either for the correction of those men or for their condemnation, and such goods are as nothing in comparison with the goods to come, which are prepared for good men. Wherefore, sorrow of this kind is forbidden in Holy Scripture, according to Psalm 36, "Be not emulous of evildoers, nor envy them that work iniquity." And in Psalm 72, "My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the wicked when I saw the prosperity of sinners." Fourthly, we may grieve over a man's good insofar as his good surpasses ours. This is envy, properly speaking, and is always sinful, because to do so is to grieve over what should make us rejoice, namely, our neighbor's good. Article 3. Whether envy is a mortal sin. It is written in Job 5:2, "Envy slayeth the little one." Now nothing slays spiritually except mortal sin. Therefore, envy is a mortal sin. It is a mortal sin in respect of its genus, for the genus of a sin is taken from its object, and envy, according to the aspect of its object, is contrary to charity, whence the soul derives its spiritual life. According to 1 John 3:14, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren." Now the object both of charity and of envy is our neighbor's good, but by contrary movements, since charity rejoices in our neighbor's good, while envy grieves over it. Therefore it is evident that envy is a mortal sin in respect of its genus. Nevertheless, in every kind of mortal sin, we find certain imperfect movements in the sensuality, which are venial sins. Such are the first movements of concupiscence in the genus of adultery, and the first movement of anger in the genus of murder. And so in the genus of envy, we find sometimes, even in perfect men, certain first movements which are venial sins.